Podcast.
Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you have ever felt a bit stupid, listen to some of this and you'll begin to think that you're a genius, Roberta.
Okay.
This is something that came from the Miss America pageants over the years.
Is this the Iraq?
No.
And then some?
Why don't you let me do what I'm doing and then you can...
The Iraq.
Yeah, no, it's not. But thanks. Anyway, if you could live forever, the question was to the Miss America contestants 1995, would you and why? Answer from Miss Alabama, I would not live forever because we should not live forever, because if we were supposed to live forever, then we would live forever, but we cannot live forever, which is why I would not live forever. To Miss Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here's, again, these are all... the same response to the same question. If you could live forever, would you and why? Let's see here. Mariah Carey said, whenever I watch TV and see those poor starving kids all over the world, I can't help but cry. I mean, I love to be skinny like that, but not with all those flies and death and stuff.
Sensitive.
Right. These are various and some. Let me pull and pick out some other things that have come from various people. Who are, some people consider them smart. I think Brooke Shields is pretty smart. During an interview to become spokesperson for the anti-smoking campaign, she said, smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
Yes.
Next. Mayor Marion Barry. Outside of the killings, Washington is one of the lowest crime rates in the country.
Besides all that.
Yeah. Here's, let's see here. The manager, as we get into the baseball season, from the Philadelphia Phillies, Danny Ozark, once said, half this game is 90% mental.
Hmm.
The other half? Hmm. Half this game is 90% mental?
Yeah.
Good.
These are things that aren't too smart. They may not be too funny either, but they're worth a shot. Al Gore said, it isn't pollution that's harming the environment. It's the impurities in the air and the water that are doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dan Quayle once said, I love California. I practically grew up in Phoenix. Here's Joe Theismann, NFL football. These are things people said that weren't too smart. The word genius is not applicable in football. A genius is a guy like Norman Einstein.
That's right.
Joe Theismann said that. Let's see here. This is on the wall in the Department of Social Services in Greenville, South Carolina. Your food stamps will be stopped effective March because we received notice that you passed away. May God bless you. You may reapply if there's a change in your status. Okay. Chairman of the FCC. This may be the last one of these.
How are these going for you, by the way?
I
like
doing well. Yeah, right. If somebody has a bad heart, they can plug this jack in at night as they go to bed, and will monitor their heart through the night. And the next morning, when they wake up dead, there'll be a record.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. In a moment.
Think, okay.
There's 4 minutes of your life you'll never get back, folks.
All right. Well, I could actually. Send a bill
to Doug Steffen.
All right, here we go. This is from the YYY department. Okay. I think you like these better. Yeah. Did you ever notice that when you blow in a dog's face, he gets mad at you? But when you take him for a car ride, he sticks his head out the window?
Yeah, why is that? You ever wonder why?
Why do we press harder on a remote control when we know the batteries are dead? That's a good question.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why do banks charge a fee on insufficient funds when they know there's nothing?
You're right.
Yeah.
I always wondered about
that. Exactly.
Yeah. So these are better. Why does someone believe you when you say there are 4 billion stars, but check you when you say the paint is wet? Why, Roberta, why, oh, why do they use sterilized needles for death by lethal injection?
Don't really need to bother, do we?
Why doesn't Tarzan have a beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wondered about that one. Yeah. Like,
why does
him?
Superman stop bullets with his bare hands but ducks when you throw a revolver at him?
There we go.
Why did kamikaze pilots wear helmets? This is
kamikaze
from the
pilots.
Why department. Well, they're going to kill themselves. Why bother with a helmet?
Right. Yeah.
Save it for the people who don't want to kill themselves. Whose idea was it to put an S in the word lisp?
Oh. A lisp.
If people evolved from apes, why are there still apes?
That's right.
Because they didn't evolve from apes. They came from other planets. It's my editorial comment. Why is it that no matter what color bubble bath you use, no matter what
color. It's always white bubbles.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is there ever a day that the mattresses are not on sale? Always a mattress sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Sit and sleep.
Yet it's still
the prices
always
are crazy.
We'll beat anyone's prices. Right. Are your mattresses free?
Free! Uh-huh.
Free!
Why do people constantly return to the refrigerator with hopes that something new to eat will have material?
That's amazing. Right now. And then they stand there and stare at it like...
Come on, there's got to be something I'm missing here.
Yeah, come on.
Steak, beer.
Why do people keep running over a string a dozen times with their vacuum cleaner, then reach down, pick it up, examine it, put it down to give the vacuum one more time? Pretty good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that no plastic bag will open from the end on your first try?
I hate that. When you're getting your you got
crazy.
A handful of vegetables in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
How do dead bugs get into those enclosed light fixtures?
That's what I want to know.
That's a good question.
Yeah. All right. When we are in the supermarket and someone rams our ankle with a shopping cart and apologizes for doing so, why do we say it's okay? Well, it isn't all right. So why don't we say, that really hurt, you dumb... Watch what you're doing. Why don't we do that? Why is it that whenever you attempt to catch something that's falling off the table, you always manage to knock something else over?
Oh, annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's always water or something liquid.
In the winter, why do we always try to keep the house as warm as it is in the summer when we complain about the heat?
Hmm.
How come you never hear father-in-law jokes?
Hmm.
Why? A day without a smile is like a day without sunshine, and a day without sunshine is night.
Whatever, run that by me again?
Never mind. No. Here's my favorite one. The statistics on sanity is that one out of every four persons is suffering from some sort of mental illness. Think of your three best friends. If they're okay, then it's you.
Right. No kidding.
All right, in a moment, what is the problem with a lot of relationships? In our country, it's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Carrier washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
DougStephan.com, the poll today, since Roberta has a deal for free fries today in the Queen of Cheap box, how often
free
do you
fries.
Have French fries? A, almost every day. B, once or twice a week. C, once or twice a month. C, D, rarely. E, I can't remember the last time I had fries. Or F, I'm eating French fries right now. All right, go around the room. Richie, how often do you have French fries?
I don't anymore now that we're all on the MetaFast thing.
All right. So that means, Jennifer, you don't have them? Roberta,
no,
you don't have them?
Never.
Never.
Never. Right. Never.
I rarely have them. Never.
Before, I used to have them.
Like once a month, maybe.
A couple times a month for me.
Yeah. All right. Let's go through how everybody's doing on MetaFast. Speaking of that, Richie was the champion as of last week. Are you still?
Well, I went away on vacation for a week, so I kind of stood still for a week. So I'm still at about 24, something like that, pounds.
24 pounds. All right. Now, Roberta, you're up there.
I'm having my MetaFast oatmeal right now.
Hey, I had it, too. I have blueberry.
See, I started at 182, and I weighed myself last night, and I was 165.
Good for you.
That's good.
And my goal is 150. So
Jennifer?
I'm on my way.
22 pounds, and I didn't even gain anything on vacation. I actually lost a pound while I was gone.
Very good.
Well, that's what happens. You get sort of things going, and your metabolism, amongst other things, will react or will work for you. But you have to get on the plan first in order to get the benefits that Richie's gotten.
My sister-in-law started it a week, 9 days ago. She's lost 8 pounds.
All right.
Good for
that's,
her.
Yeah. Well, what they tell you is you'll lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Generally, the weight loss is 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds a week. And so you never each week are going to do the same thing. Every week's going to be different. There are 70 MetaFast meals from which to choose. You go to 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken. You'll save $50. There is, you know what? Even if you didn't lose any, I'm sorry, if you didn't save any money, this is the way to lose weight. 20,000 some odd doctors have recommended this. Well, I mean, you just don't get that.
I can without a doubt tell you. This is the way. My sister-in-law summed it up perfectly. She goes, it's simple.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything. I eat what I'm supposed to eat in one of the five meals, five times a day. I make my meal once a day. I don't have to think about it.
I can't tell you.
It's just there.
When the kids were small, I used to make pancakes all the time. I've made pancakes a bit for 20 years until the pancake mix. I saw the pancake, the box they sent me has pancake mix in it, so I opened it up.
Yeah, chocolate chip pancakes.
I just did regular pancakes. Regular pancakes.
Yeah.
And they were yummy. Actually, you can do different things with them. I don't know if you added stuff to it, though, would that affect whether it helped you or not. I think if you just sort
you
of
don't
stick
want
to
add
to the
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
add
that's what makes it simple. Is they give you the proportions that you're supposed to have, and it's got the ingredients in it. So it's not too sugary. It's not too carby. It's not too fat.
So in the response box, how are you doing losing weight in 2011? Rich can check it well. Jennifer can check it well. Roberta can check it well. How about you? How can you check the box office for your diet plan, getting rid of the weight, keeping it off? Go to 800-506-4115. MetaFast makes it work. 70 different meals. This is Roberta.
This is Roberta with her.
800-506-4115 for MetaFast.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. it's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
46.
Okay, time for our birthday list. The March 28th birthday list includes Conchita Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it was Conchita, but it's Conchita, who now is playing Berta, or at least was Charlie's housekeeper on Two and a Half Men. Let's see where that goes. What's the latest rumor about who's going to replace... who's going to replace
Rob Lowe?
No,
he's John Stamos, and now Jeremy Piven.
Piven, that's right too. Yeah, that'd be a good choice.
It would be very good at it. Yeah,
Farrell has been on L.A. Law, Hearts of Fire, Peaceable Kingdom, McLean's Law. I don't remember that. Anyway, okay. So happy birthday to Ms. Farrell. Ken Howard, who is Coach Ken Reeves on The White Shadow.
Yeah.
You know him if you saw him. Born in the state, 1944. Do you believe Conchita Ferrell is older? And Ken Howard?
No.
He was in the Thornbirds. He's actually been quite a consistent actor.
He's in something. I saw him the other night on something. Yeah. Some TV show.
He's
still around.
He's Gwyneth Paltrow's stepfather. No,
oh, really?
It's not Gwyneth Paltrow. Yes, it is. Yeah, Paltrow is... the woman that he's married to now is Gwyneth Paltrow's mother.
Oh, I didn't know.
She's an actress. Oh, phooey, I can't remember her name.
Blythe Danner.
Blythe Danner, thank you very much.
Took me a minute.
Yeah, good for you. All right, a little more gossip. John Evan, keyboardist with Jethro Tull. That was kind of dug the sound these guys created. Living in the Past, one of the big hits for Jethro Tull. And Mr. Evan is 60 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Where's Barry Miles? Is Barry Miles on this list? Barry Miles was the drummer for Silverlight, but he was also a Roberta Flack musical director. Why is it that I can't say R's? I've never been able to. When I say Roberta, I usually fumble or bumble the R. You ever notice that?
Roberta. I noticed that.
Yeah, Roberta.
I think you're just scared of me.
Roberta. No, I don't think so. Thanks for the suggestion. Diane Wiest, who is the Academy Award-winning actress for Hanner and His Sisters, 1986.
Now, you did say Hanner.
I did say Hannah.
Tanner. Yeah. There you go. There's your R.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. She was in Footloose, Little Man Tate, Edward Scissorhands, Radio Days. She was also the DA in Law and Order for, I think, 3 seasons before they found, what's his face? Who has the second, he's the record, Dalton Thompson, Fred Talton. Fred, hello. Stop doing his radio program. Fred Dalton Thompson was the second longest. After Adam Schiff, whose real name is, a little bit of trivia, from Law and Order.
I don't know.
No idea.
Come on. Richie, look it up.
Give it to me. No. I don't want to look it up.
Look it up.
It's not
okay.
Worth going.
Yeah. Here we go with Robert Greenell.
Rupert.
Rupert, is, Rupert, I'm sorry. You're right. Rupert Greenell from The Fix.
Yeah.
60 today. I know the group, but I don't know the song.
Great from that new wave, from that NXS, the Cars, kind of mid-80s,
oh, okay. Right.
You know, kind of new wave thing. Good band.
All right, Reba Nell McEntire, multi-Grammy winner, Country Music Association, ACM award-winning singer. How Blue Somebody Should Leave. She's been a pretty successful actress, had her own television story.
And great producer.
Yeah, she is.
A lot of good TV.
Smart.
She's very
56
smart.
Today, born to say 1955.
And she's cute still.
Very cute.
Yeah.
I met her at the award dinner for the Hall of Famers, the Radio Hall of Famers, when she inducted, what's his face? Louis. The guy that was on Forever at Night. We'd have Emery, Ralph Emery.
Ah.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Who else do we have? Rodney Atkins.
He said I've been watching.
Another country
like
act. Pretty good. 42 today. Matt Nathanson. Don't know him. Anybody remember this?
Newer guy, yeah. This is still getting airplay.
Dave Kuning, guitarist with the Killers, is 35 today.
Yeah.
Ann Wershling, who is Renee Walker. Wasn't she in a soap opera before she was on 24, I think?
Probably. They
probably
all were.
And Lady Gaga is 25 today.
Oh, man.
If you're thinking about remodeling, you're not alone. The U.S. remodeling industry is poised for growth in the near future. According to a new study from Harvard, I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard predicts there will be a significant increase in remodeling projects nationwide.
For AARP, the connection is very clear.
Eleanor Ginsler is Senior Vice President for Livable Communities at AARP.
People are making a decision to stay in the home that they are living and making a decision, which we think is a good one, that this is the time for them to make those changes to that home so that they can stay there safely and comfortably. That's what remodeling is all about.
This week, I'll be sharing ideas on what you can do to make your home safer so you can age in place. We'll tour homes that have won the Livable Communities Award. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Good day going on. Good day program. Doug Steffens, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. The discussion we had earlier with Stuart Books, I ought to have given you the results of our poll over the weekend. Tax day now within 3 weeks. Do you owe or are you getting your money back? Let's see here. 33% of you said you're getting money back. Richie's in that group.
Yep.
That will not include Roberta nor me. I don't know how you stand on this, Jennifer.
I think I will get some money back, but I'll find out Thursday.
50-50. It's a 50-50 deal. Half of us do and half of us don't. 24% of you said that you already got your money and spent it. 28% said, ask me again in 3 weeks. 8% said, I owe a little bit. And 7% said, boy, do I owe a lot. And that's the case. It's always the case, right? There's always going to be that sort of deal. But tons of good things at DougSteffen.com for you today. And every day, a lot of people following. You can go, if you're interested in getting into the discussion at Facebook, you can go to DougSteffen.com and just click on the Facebook logo. It's a good way for you to get started. It brings you right to the right.
Yep, we're all
place
there every morning.
We had a lot of people we converted because we had two different sites. It was sort of confusing, so we put everybody, we sent out hundreds of email to bring people around, didn't we? Or did we do it on Facebook? I don't even know how we did it.
We were on Facebook.
Yeah, okay. Makes good sense. Speaking of Facebook, the primary source of evidence in divorce proceedings now, number one in the United States, number one source of evidence in divorce proceedings and child custody battles is what's going on in the world of Facebook on the world of Facebook.
Really?
It's funny you
should
mention that.
Number one?
I just got a message from one of our long-time listeners who I haven't talked to in a while, and I asked her how things have been going, and she says, doing well. She goes, haven't been posting much on Facebook as my divorce isn't finalized yet.
Uh-huh.
So she's basically staying away from Facebook,
yeah,
knowing
the ammunition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so the thing about Facebook and how they get involved, I guess, you know, you think about the practical side of this is, hello, Mubarak, hello, Gaddafi, hello, all the rest of the dictators over in the Middle East. They are in the situation they're in because of social networking. And it's more probably Twitter than it is Facebook. Is there less of a record? Is less easy? You can't say as much on Twitter. That's probably one of the reasons. Right?
But it's more immediate. It's faster, and you can reach a wider audience quicker. On Facebook, I'm connected with you and Jen and Roberta and the listeners and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm not going to reach anybody else. On Twitter, everybody sees it who's on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I don't have to say it's okay for you to see me. Everybody sees it. And that's why Twitter is such, with the Iran thing, with Egypt, that's why it had such power.
Right. So now American lawyers are saying, actually the academics are looking at this, they've joined a lot of analysts to pick out Facebook as the leading cause of problems for the governments in the Middle East, for our government perhaps, because there are a lot of people who now know a number of things. WikiLeaks is a great example. All of that stuff started with postings and the things that are supposed to be secret and they really aren't, and we argue about whether they should have been secret or not. But the same thing could be said for, let's say you're pursuing a relationship online and you're married. And it's, everything stays. Nothing goes away. Somebody, you might not be able to find it. I might not be able to find it. Somebody can find it.
Yeah.
Somebody knows how to find all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say a spouse connects online with somebody that they knew from school. This is happening over and over and over again. The person is emotionally connected because of the good old days. We all want to be a part of the good old days as we get older. We want to turn the clock back. So they start communicating through Facebook, right? And then, who knows what direction it goes in. Richie, I think you've connected with some people. Roberta, you've connected with some people.
It's at my high school. There's hundreds of us from not only my high school, but my graduating class. And I talk to a lot of the people all the time. It's neat.
Yeah. There's a survey out of the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers that finds that 4 out of 5 of their membership reports an increasing number of divorce cases using evidence derived from social networking.
I know
a guy who started flirting with a girl that he dated in high school, and the wife ended up seeing it on his Facebook and nabbed him.
Yep.
And luckily, it was nothing really out of control. It was light flirting. But
it can be anything. It's pictures. It's there's just a lot that you're opening yourself up.
Yeah, so you have to have the sense of mind, I could get in trouble here. I've got to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 2/3 of the lawyers surveyed say Facebook was the primary source of evidence in divorce proceedings. MySpace, 15%. Twitter, 5%. Again, you can't say as much on Twitter, so you can't get in as much trouble.
It's not as private either.
No. Uh-huh.
But think about Shaq. Remember when Twitter first started, we were watching Shaq flirt with some woman on Twitter.
And they thought they were having a private conversation, and it was going out all over Twitter.
Now, here's something else that's happening. In custody cases, parents who have denied to the court using illicit drugs but have been found to boast about smoking pot on their Facebook page, they nail them.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Nail them.
Couple of words for you. Duh.
Yeah, stupid.
Another duh. Photographs from some of these networking sites, including those posted by friends or colleagues. You know, the story of the woman who was the teacher who lost her job because there was a posting on her Facebook page of her drinking, and the school didn't allow drinking. Well, the drinking, the picture happened to come from 10 years before she was even hired by the school system to teach there. It didn't make any difference to them. So there's an openness, but it's not a smart openness. You publicly post anything that is contradictory to what you want people to think of you, then you are asking for trouble. You're asking for it. You really are. 135 million people are visiting Facebook every month in our country. 70% of internet users are saying something, so it can be followed. You're looking for a job? Same thing. The most recent data that I'm looking at now shows divorces is about steady as far as number. But the interesting thing is that more and more people using Facebook mean that the unhappiness quotient of people going to get divorced. You know, you heard it a lot when Tony and I got divorced, for example. The animosity that was created by me not being there was what the problem was. It wasn't the usual stuff, or, you know, a combination of the usual things. But that's not necessarily it. And it today, and what happens is that we get into this whole conundrum of what it means to be married and have a relationship and, you know, friendship and who meets your needs and all of these discussions, you know, this focus on what it is that you've got and what you want to be able to share. And if you can't share it with the one, what's the old song? You can't love the
love
one
you're with.
Right, right. So this is the same stuff, but it's too easy to fall into a trap. Facebook does not cause divorces. People do. It's like the gun. Guns don't shoot people. People do.
Yeah.
So you can blame Google or Facebook or MySpace or whatever, but you're stupid if you use it and you
and
tell
tales. And
you're
documenting it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So I thought that was a pretty interesting find.
Oh, and by the way, here's a little tip.
Yeah.
Don't friend your spouse's attorney if you're getting a divorce. Probably not a good move.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
All right, Richie, I think I'm now on, now that the program is about over. I think if you look at the stream, you might find me visible.
Oh, really? I'm going to have to go into the video studio and see if you connect with you there.
And that meanwhile, while we're talking about how we look, how would you like to look years younger? Years, years. You've heard me talk a great deal about a couple of folks who have developed very, very interesting product at New Vitality. One fella developed Tautinol, which is a great aftershave. It's a great way for you to protect your skin, men and women, protect your skin during the day from the ravages of the sun. You're worried about radiation, as little as there may be. There are people who say, my God, how do I protect my skin? This is a good protectorate. It really is. Tautinol is what it's called. Follow that up with Night Skin, which you put on at night to keep your skin moisturized and replenish the energy that you need and the food you need to feed your face. That's what it is. And then there's this new product I've been talking about last week or 10 days. It's called Lumitone, all from the same company, all able to help your face in different ways because you don't want to have an operation. And those of you who have sadly smoked a lot or done things that have been abusive to your body, you can see it first on your face. So if you've got problems, especially under your eyes, the dark circles, et cetera, I'm going to guarantee that using Lumitone will fade those dark circles and start instantly. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a breakthrough peptide that eases the appearance of your puffiness, your bags, and you can get a free bottle of that. You can get a free bottle of Night Skin, free bottle of Tautinol. Call 800-894-3302. It's like the hat trick. It's the big deal. This is the way to keep your skin looking the best, including that which is around your eyes. So please do yourself a favor. Call 800-894-3302 and ask for Lumitone for your eyes. Free bottle is yours, a free bottle at 800-894-3302.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The home is a place of belonging, comfort, and security. But for many of today's older Americans, home is where most accidents happen, like the bathroom. Now, I feel secure when I open the door, walk in, and sit down in the comfort and serenity of my very own therapeutic walk-in tub by Freedom Tubs. Their latest therapeutic walk-in safety tub offers 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat and safety grab bar. There's a whisper-quiet motor, and with Freedom Tubs' patented quick-drain system, the water drains from your tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque. Freedom Tubs, with a Z, offers a choice of tub sizes. Call 855-72-FREEDOM now to save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com. 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com. Again, 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Freedomtubz.com. Sounds like a bad Tubbs. Radio station call.
Yeah.
Huh?
Tubs.
Tubs. Tubs?
Tubs, T-U-B-Z, Tubs.
All right. Now, as we have a moment left here, I want to check something out that's at DougStephan.com. You know how I am about NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and always what they're doing. You'll see a story at DougStephan.com today about the preparation for the manned mission into deep space, perhaps, in fact, going to Mars. For the year 2025, all I was thinking about when I saw that first was in the year 2525, if man is still alive. So knock only 500 years. This seems like tomorrow. The way our lives are going, look back at your life, Roberta, and how quickly you... Now, I remember when I was younger, my father told me the story about an older woman who was in her 90s and how she used to talk about with my father when she was very young how long life is and how she's had a wonderful long, long life. And even those of us who live to be 100, it seems now, and it maybe is because things are really speeding up, that time goes faster and our lives are going quickly in an instant. And really, in terms of eternity, if you're going to use that word, and even if you want to take the Earth and what it's all about, the planet is 5 billion, a little bit less than 5 billion years old. So what's gone on here over those 5 billion years seems like an eternity, and yet when we are present, we think the world revolves around us somehow or other. And there, I'm betting that there are planets where there's life like ours, maybe even more advanced, and that people have in many various ways found their way into what they consider to be deep space. We're deep space to them. And where would we go? Where would you like to go? Where would we go to Mars first? Where do you think we should go? Richie, we leave the planet Earth. Where do we go first?
Well, I mean, Mars makes sense.
Why?
Proximity. Uh-huh. I mean, what are you going to go out to Pluto? I mean, come on now. Yeah. Uranus? No.
I go there every day.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
But,
all right, next.
Mars. I mean, Mars seems...
I think we have to blow past this whole galaxy. I think we need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I do too. Can we get to warp speed, though? That's what they have to try to figure out how to
warp
get...
Warp speed!
That too. So, Roberta, if you could take a trip anywhere into deep space, where would you go?
Wow, probably another galaxy.
Another galaxy?
Yeah, just totally out of this one.
Go to the end of the Milky Way, make a left?
No, you know, you find a, like you know, a, what do they call it? You know, one of those warp holes where you can just kind of...
Yeah, the wormhole, but you don't know what's on the other side of the wormhole. Yeah.
Do they have GPS for this?
Yeah, they've got a GPS that tells you.
Yeah.
Now, I would just find, you know, a TARDIS and go to Gallifrey.
That's not nice to call them.
And anybody who's a Doctor Who fan knows exactly what I'm talking about.
You go first and let us know how you like it.
Does anybody... That's another thing. I mean, and when you think about how you find your way among all of these things, and you think about the sheer numbers that are there, it just is amazing. We think we're so smart and so advanced.
Take you 50 years to get there.
It really will. With technology we have today, you're right, Richie. Where's Shatner when we need him?
We need him.
We do need him.
I'm looking to make a move.
Yeah. All right, 51 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
It's the Good Day program.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We guarantee.
The handoff to NATO. From what we've been told, it's done. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. NATO has taken over full command of military operations in Libya. The decision finally came after a week of heated negotiations. The U.S., which led the initial phase of the no-fly zone, sought to scale back its role. As for the government of dictator Muammar Gaddafi, Defense Secretary Robert Gates suggests his government could splinter. He says a conference in London tomorrow will discuss strategies to bring an end to the Libyan leader. Rule. Even so, Secretary Gates, who appeared on ABC's This Week, reiterated that Gaddafi himself has not been a target.
Regime change is a very complicated business. It sometimes takes a long time. Sometimes it can happen very fast. But it was never part of the military mission.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, also a guest on This Week, said the international community had no choice but to intervene in Libya.
When a leader says, spare nothing, show no mercy, and calls out Air Force attacks on his own people, that crosses a line.
President Obama to address the nation tonight on the subject of Libya. Meanwhile, former House Speaker and possible presidential candidate Newt Gingrich is blasting the president for what he calls a lack of clarity in the president's updates about Libya. Gingrich told Fox News yesterday the president needs to be, quote, dramatically clearer than he has been up until now, end quote. Gingrich might want to heed his own advice as he has flip-flopped severely on his own opinions some weeks ago, calling for immediate action in Libya, and then suddenly saying we should not have intervened in the first place. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, stocks finished up last week on a positive note, the Dow gaining 50 points on Friday, closing at 12,221, S&P and NASDAQ with single-digit gains each, crude oil down 20 cents a barrel to $105.40. The week ahead features the March payroll report on Friday. The job creation numbers could send an important signal about the economic recovery. It's called March Madness for a reason. It's likely you're mad at your own brackets. This year's Final Four in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament feature no number one seeds. It'll be number 8 seed Butler against the number 11 seed, the Cinderella Rams of VCU, in one national semifinal this Saturday. And the other, it'll be Connecticut against Kentucky. By the way, President Obama's brackets included all four top seeds, so he's done. Not to worry. If the president made any friendly wagers, it'll just be added to the national debt. Mega Millions news for you. The multi-state lottery played in 41 states, Washington, D.C., in the U.S. Virgin Islands, a whopping $319 million jackpot from last Friday night's drawing, and there was one winning ticket sold in the state capital of New York, Albany, reportedly purchased by a pool of seven state workers. As with so many other states, New York State is running a big budget deficit. The governor might want a word with those workers. Business at the box office this past weekend. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules, number one with over $24 million. Finally, see if you can guess what this woman is talking about.
They're stunning, stunningly beautiful. It's you hear about it, but until you see it in person, you just can't believe it.
She's certainly not talking about the cast of Jersey Shore. No, she's describing the Cherry Blossoms. The two-week-long National Cherry Blossom Festival in downtown Washington, D.C. got underway this past weekend. This festival is bittersweet. We are reminded that the cherry blossoms were originally a gift from Japan in 1912. Many visitors this past weekend made donations to those affected by the quake and tsunami. And the weather this past weekend wasn't exactly cherry blossom-like. Chilly on Saturday, snow fell yesterday. But Bill Line of the National Park Service says those flakes won't affect the peak bloom period this week.
This shouldn't affect them at all. The majority of the blossoms are not out yet. The petal to the stem is still very strong and very resilient.
We should all be so resilient. My petals and stems are in rough shape. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.